And item 11, miscellaneous. Gail, do we have any staff reports?
I just wanted to mention a couple things. One, Henry Godino just provided the budget versus actual expense report. We are starting to look at 2023 and what expenses and staffing we might need to include in a proposed budget to the board. Obviously, there's a number of activities occurring currently and also next year. And so we really want to be proactive and get ahead of what we know is ahead of us. So I did want to mention that. We are, we did adopt and roll out a longer term telework policy where all staff are in the office on one day to help facilitate team meetings and such. And so we're continuing, just as the rest of the world is continuing and getting used to what this COVID environment looks like at Sisera, we're also doing that with staffing and trying to, reestablish certain things that we had prior to COVID. Now that we're, emerging from kind of, okay, we have this COVID emergency, what's right in front of us, let's make sure those things are taken care of, and hiring staff and doing all those types of things, and just taking a step back and looking at a broader view on, what we need to do and what we need to tackle and how do we get to the next step or two and Sisera's evolution. So that we are looking at. So I wanted to mention that.
So I assume in the throes of the budget preparation, we're also considering the eventual return to Earth and maybe in a hybrid format. So in terms of looking at expenditures in 23, the virtual environment. I realize that the landscape hasn't completely settled yet. I'm aware of the one bill that I think was signed into law that has some constraints that are similar to the old Brown Act about the manner of hybrid meetings, and a member can appear or only appear virtually for a certain period of time, and you have to have a quorum in county and so on. So there's some requirements in that one, but that may continue to evolve. So I guess we should at least allocate budgetarily for that eventuality. And I assume we're doing that, but anyway, I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, that bill was signed, and it is something that we will be providing the board with an update on in the future. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gail. I don't think we have any outside professionals reports. Karen, I didn't mean to skip you on the staff reports. If you had anything, I apologize.
I didn't, but there was mention of the Brown Act bill regarding teleconferencing. So we'll provide an update on that to the board coming up shortly.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and I wasn't trying to get ahead of you. I just mentioned it only because it may impact in our budgeting in terms of any necessary infrastructure improvement or changes that we might have to make if we were going to proceed in a virtual format. So that was my only reason for mentioning it.
Yeah, that's correct. It would take some additional equipment and capabilities in the boardroom if the board were to utilize the options that are provided in that change in the law.
Got it. Okay, thank you. All right. Any trustee comments? This is a tired group. I don't see any hands up, so I think we've run the mile and then some today. So I'm not seeing any comments. So with that, let us stand adjourned, and we will see you the next time.
Bye, all.
Live long and prosper. Okay, guys. Thanks.
Good to see y'all.